it, and then you get it home and nothing looks quite the same. It is 7 o'clock and time for the latest news bulletin. In your top stories at this hour, ARPED has a backlog of 15,000 police misconduct cases. The NPA to oppose bail for Lekona Fose's murder suspect. And oil prices increase and it could lead to a fuel price increase. The Independent Police Investigative Directorate, ARPID, has a backlog of more than 15,000 cases involving serious crimes by police officers. Gauteng has the second number of pending investigations, but leads in rape and corruption cases linked to police officers. The organization Undoing Tax Abuse, Outer Stephanie Fick, says the figure is alarming and shows the public has lost trust in police oversight. She warns that ARPED lacks staff, with only 176 investigators nationwide. The National Prosecuting Authority says it is ready to oppose the bail application of the man who has been arrested in connection with the murder of 14-year-old Lekona Fose. 39-year-old Mdluzi Mzizi made his second appearance in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court in Gauteng yesterday, and the case was postponed to next Tuesday. According to the Department of Correctional Services, Mzisi was previously convicted for robbery with aggravating circumstances and attempted murder. He was out on parole at the time of his arrest for Fose's murder. Fose's mutilated body was found close to her home in Roodepoort earlier this month. The Democratic Alliance has referred Higher Education Minister Buchle Nkobane to Parliament's Ethics Committee for allegedly misleading members of Parliament. The DA claims a panel that selected 21 Sector Education and Training Authority board chairpersons is not independent and includes politically connected individuals. The DA Member of Parliament, Karabo Kochai, accused the minister of lacking transparency regarding the selection process. Told Newsroom Africa that the DA is calling for possible legal steps against those who misled Parliament. The Good Party says the City of Cape Town and the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa continue to fail to address safety at rail level crossings. This follows an accident involving a vehicle and a train at a level crossing yesterday. The party says several accidents have happened at train-level crossings in the city over the years and have claimed the lives of many people. Good Party Secretary-General Brett Herron says the city must take responsibility for the situation. Economic analysts have warned that the high global oil prices could lead to fuel price increases for South African motorists. According to the Central Energy Fund, fuel prices were heading for another decrease next month ahead of last week's conflict between Israel and Iran. However, oil prices have increased since then. The rand has also weakened against the US dollar. Brent crude oil prices have increased by $10 since Friday, and analysts expect them to increase further. Moving to international news, Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo have initiated a draft peace agreement. The two nations are expected to sign the agreement next week. The DRC accuses Rwanda of supporting M23 rebels that are operating in the east of the country. Rwanda denied these accusations. The M23 rebels have intensified the operations since January and have taken over most parts of the east of the DRC. Moving to sports news, Cape Town City were held to a 1-1 draw by Kazakh Stars in the PSL relegation promotion clash yesterday. Citizens took the lead in the 27th minute, with Darren Keat making key saves to preserve the advantage. Despite strong second-half efforts, Cape Town City couldn't add to their tally, and a late penalty evened the score. With both teams now on 1 point after previous draws against Orbit College, the latter leads the mini-league table with 2 points. Financials, gold selling at $3,374.06 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $76.43. US dollar, R18.03. The British pound, R24.18. And the euro, R20.67. A Bitcoin, $104,979.41. That's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Moving on to the weather now and having a last look at the forecast supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings. Damaging waves resulting in difficulty navigation, localized disruption to ports and harbors and beachfronts. Activity is expected along the coast between Plett and Port Alfred. A yellow level 2 for tomorrow. Damaging winds and waves resulting in difficulty navigation, small